Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We're going to be discussing a verse this evening from Canto 1, Chapter 19.
今天晚上我们来讨论圣典伯加瓦坛第一篇第十九章当中的一个诗节。
The text number is 16, in case you want to look it up.
我现在看了一下，是 圣典伯加瓦坛第一篇十九章第十六诗节。
It's a description of Maharaj Parikshit, so let's do a little background on who he is.
这讲述的是关于 Maharaj Parikshit. 我们现在来介绍一下 Maharaj Parikshit 的背景。
Everybody who is listening to the class knows who is Krishna and the five Pandava brothers, headed by Yudhisthira and Arjuna.
听这节晚课的奉献者们，你们大家都知道 Krishna， 还有 Pandava 五兄弟以 Yudhisthira 和 Arjuna 为首的。
After the Kurukshetra battle was completed, Maharaj Yudhisthira was installed as the king.
在 Kurukshetra 战役结束之后， Maharaj Yudhisthira 被树立为王。
And he ruled the entire world for something like 34 years.
他统治了整个世界34年之久。
When Krishna departed, the Pandavas also wanted to leave their service and join Krishna.
当 Krishna 隐迹的时候， Pandava 五兄弟 也想放下他们的这些管理的事宜，加入到 Krishna 的行列当中。Before
Yudhisthira departed, he turned the kingdom, which was the whole world, over to his grandson Maharaj Parikshit.
在 Yudhisthira 离开这些管理事宜之前，他将他的这个王位，也就是整个世界，交给了他的孙子。 Parikshit.
The father and mother of Parikshit were Abhimanyu and Uttara, his mother.
Parikshit Maharaj的父母，他的父亲是Abhimanyu，他的母亲是Uttara.
Abhimanyu was only 16 when the Kurukshetra battle took place.
当 Kurukshetra 战役打响的时候， Abhimanyu 只有16岁。
And the child of Abhimanyu was still within the womb of his good wife during the battle.
但是那个时候孩子仍然在他的好妻子 Uttara的腹中， 在他参加战役期间。
Unlawfully, according to Kshatriya codes, Abhimanyu was mercilessly killed.
那么根据经典里面的战争的规则，军事的规则， Abhimanyu 是不幸的，是被残忍的杀死了。The
other sons of the Pandavas, they were sons of Draupadi.
Pandava 五兄弟的其他的孩子是 Draupadi 的孩子。
So the five sons of Draupadi were mercilessly killed in the middle of the night by Ashwatthama.
Draupadi的五个孩子在夜间被Ashwatthama无情地杀死。
This left Maharaj Parikshit as the only remaining heir to the throne after Yudhisthira and the Pandavas.
所以呢， 那个 Parikshit Maharaj 是 Yudhisthira 和 Pandava， Yudhisthira 为首的 Pandava 五兄弟之后唯一的王位的继承者。
And so protecting the life of Maharaj Parikshit was very important.
所以保护 Maharaj Parikshit 的生命是非常非常重要的。
Ashvatthama tried to kill the child Maharaj Parikshit while he was still within the womb of his mother.
在 Parikshit Maharaj 仍然在母亲的肚腹当中的时候， Ashvatthama 试图杀死腹中的孩子。
Because he was the son of a brahmana, he knew how to release by mantra a weapon known as brahmastra.
Ashvatthama 是婆罗门的后代儿子， 所以他知道如何通过念诵 mantra 来释放 brahmastra 反射光武器。
One of the special powers of brahmastra is it cannot be checked by anything other than the Lord himself.
Brahmastra 这个反射光武器， 它有一个非常巨大的力量和特征， 那就是除了至尊主， 至尊主能够控制它， 其他人是无法阻挡的。
So Krishna appeared before the eyes of Maharaj Parikshit to stop the Brahmastra, and it was successful.
所以Krishna就显现在了 Parikshit Maharaj的眼前， 予以了保护， 阻止了Brahmastra武器。
But there was another purpose for Krishna showing himself in that way.
Krishna以这种方式展示他自己， 还有另一个目的。
Krishna wanted Maharaj Parikshit to see his transcendental form even while still in the womb.
Krishna想要Parikshit Maharaj 即便是在母亲的腹中的时候， 能够看到他的， 能够亲眼看到他的形体。
Seeing Krishna is no ordinary thing.
亲眼见到Krishna不是非， 是非同寻常的事情。
What to speak of seeing Krishna when you're still within the womb?
那更不用说， 当孩子仍然在母腹中的时候， 就亲眼见到Krishna了。
As a result, even before he was born, Maharaj Parikshit was a celebrated personality.
结果就是， 在Parikshit Maharaj 出生之前， 他就已经是一位崇高的人物了。
When the Brahmanas performed the name-giving ceremony, they gave him a name suited for what just happened.
当婆罗门们给Parikshit Maharaj 做起名仪式的时候， 他们给他起了一个再适合不过他的名字了。The
meaning of his name, Parikshit, is the examiner. He was always looking, where is Krishna, where is Krishna?
那么Parikshit这个名字， 他的名字的意思就是， 检验。 寻找Krishna在哪里， Krishna在哪里， 他的名字的意思就是这个。
And his celebrated life continued after his birth.
在他出生之后， 他崇高的一生继续着。
There are several chapters describing the glories of Maharaj Parikshit, an ideal king.
在圣典博迦瓦坛当中一共有九， 七章的内容描述了Maharaj Parikshit 是一位非常崇高而伟大的君王。
And when we get to chapter 18 of Canto 1, we find some very mysterious things start to happen.
当我们阅读到圣典博迦瓦坛第一篇第18章的时候， 我们会发现一个非常神秘、充满奥秘的一段叙述。
They were mysterious in the sense that they were not characteristic of Maharaj Parikshit's personality or character or quality at all. They were totally out of character.
之所以这件事情是如此的神秘或是充满奥秘， 那是因为这件事情发生根本都不是符合 Maharaj Parikshit Maharaj 他本身所具有的品质， 美好的品质。
One day he was in the forest.
有一天他在森林的时候，
he was practicing his archery skills in the forest.
他在森林里去练习他的这个军事技能。
And suddenly he became overwhelmed with thirst.
突然之间他感到非常口渴。
Now, Maharaj Pariksit had full control of his senses. So, becoming overwhelmed by anything is not characteristic of Maharaj Pariksit.
Maharaj Pariksit 本身是已经控制了感官的。但是这个他因为其中的一个感官而压倒了他。在他身上是不这件事情是不符合他的本身的品质的。
Deep in the forest, he found the hermitage of one Brahmin named Shamakrishi.
当他在森林里不断行进的时候，他来到了一位婆罗门。Shamakrishi, could you repeat the name of the Brahmin?
Shamakrishi.
Shamakrishi, 这位圣人，去到了他的茅舍，去到他的草屋。
And Maharaj Pariksit entered his little cottage to ask for some water.
Maharaj 就走进了他的小茅草屋，找他要水喝。
At that time, the sage was in a deep state of meditation, so he didn't even understand that someone had entered his little cottage.
但是那个时候，这位圣人正陷入到了极度深刻的冥想当中，他甚至都不知道有人进入到他的茅草屋了。
Then a second uncharacteristic behavior by Maharaj Pariksit came.
然后呢，接着第二个不符合 Maharaj Pariksit 的美好品质的事情发生了。
He became angry and verbally insulted the Brahmin.
他变得非常的生气，并且呢，出言不逊，侮辱，就是侮辱这位圣人。
What kind of Brahmin are you? You don't even know the basics of etiquette when someone comes to visit your home. You honor them with sweet words and some water and a sitting place. What to speak of the king? You're not at all qualified.
Maharaj Pariksit 这样说到了，你是什么样子的一种婆罗门啊？你连最起码的接待客人的礼仪都不知道。当家中有客人来访的时候，至少要给他端上茶，端上水，献上座位，用美好的语言去接待他。更何况是一位国王，一位国王来到你家中呢？你具有什么样的资格呀？
That's not Maharaj Pariksit. He doesn't insult people and become angry, especially a brahmana.
实际上 Pariksit Maharaj 他本性并非如此。在这里我们可以看到 Pariksit Maharaj 出言不逊，侮辱婆罗门，这是不符合他的本性的。
Then a third uncharacteristic behavior took place.
然后第三件不符合他的美好品质的事情发生了。
When he left the cottage, he saw outside the door a dead snake on the ground, and he picked up the dead snake with the tip of his sword, went back into the cottage, and garlanded the sage with a dead snake.
当 Pariksit Maharaj 转身从茅草屋走出来的时候，他看见门口有一条死去的蛇，然后他就用剑尖把这条死蛇挑起，然后又走入到茅草屋当中，将这条死蛇挂在了这位圣人的脖子上。
As he was leaving and heading back to the palace, he had this very sorry feeling deep in his heart.
当 Pariksit Maharaj 离开森林向皇宫走去的时候，整个过程当中他的内心升起了悲伤的情绪。
We all know the feeling.
我们大家都知道这样的悲伤的情绪。
When we become overwhelmed and do something that's inappropriate, the conscious super soul within prompts us saying, that was not good.
当我们就是在晕头转向的时候， 做了些不做了这种不正确的行为的时候，心中的超灵就会激醒我们，告诉我们这样做是不对的。
I'm going to get a big reaction for offending a Brahmana in this way.
Parikshit Maharaj 就想，因为我对这位婆罗门做下了巨大的冒犯，我肯定会遭到反应的，遭到报应的。
Meanwhile, the son of the sage came back after playing with other children for the day.
与此同时，当这位婆罗门的儿子和其他的男孩子玩耍完之后，回到家中的时，回到了家中。
He saw the snake around his father's neck.
他看见一条死蛇挂在他父亲的脖子上。
He heard from some nearby persons how that happened.
他听到了附近的人们所说的事情的经过。
So he misused his brahminical power by uttering a mantra that would curse Maharaj Parikshit to die by the bite of some mystical snake bird.
然后他滥用了自己婆罗门的力量，然后出言不逊，诅咒了 Parikshit Maharaj， 诅咒他会被在七天之内会被一条神秘的蛇鸟咬死。
There is no such species as a snake that flies.
实际上没有这样的种类，就是会飞的蛇。
So it was a mystical creation brought forth by the power of mantra.
但是呢，因为它发出了这样的一个曼陀罗，通过这个曼陀罗的神秘的力量创造出了这样的一只蛇鸟。
The curse was that this snake bird would bite Maharaj Parikshit in 7 days and instantly he would die.
这个诅咒是这样子的，这只蛇鸟会在七天之内会去咬Parikshit Maharaj， 将他咬死。
After some timeThe sage completed his meditation, heard what his son had done, and felt very sorry.
一段时间之后，当这位圣人完成了他的冥想，当他听到了他儿子所发出的这个诅咒，他内心感到十分的难过。
Once such a mantra is uttered, you can't take it back. It's too late.
当这样的曼陀罗当这样的曼陀罗说出来是无法撤回的。
He wanted the king to know he's going to die in 7 days. He wanted to go tell him in person, but he felt the king would feel terrible seeing me and hearing this curse, and I would feel terrible, so he sent a messenger to the king to inform him what is going to happen.
这位圣人本来想亲自去告诉国王这个诅咒，在七天之内他会被诅咒致死，但是呢，他一想到国王肯定听了以后肯定会非常令人可怕的样子，所以他也觉得挺可怕的，于是呢，他就派了信使前去告诉国王这个诅咒。
When Maharaj Parikshit received this news, he felt it was quite fitting.
当 Maharaj 听到这个消息的时候，他感觉到很适合。
Now, a little philosophy from Canto 10, Chapter 14, Srimad Bhagavatam.
我现在来讲一讲《圣典博伽瓦坛》第十篇第十四章里面的哲学部分。
Chapter 14 of Canto 10 are the prayers of Lord Brahma.
圣典博伽瓦坛第十篇十四章讲述的是 Brahma 婆罗诃摩的祈祷。
During one of the national holidays in China, I gave a whole seminar on the prayers of Lord Brahma from chapter 14.
在中国的一个国庆节的时候，我对博伽瓦坛第十篇十四章 Brahma 的祈祷进行讲了一个课程。
Brahma was in a very similar circumstance.
Brahma 那个时候呢，跟这里所说的处境类似。
Even worse, he had offended Krishna, the cowherd boys, and the calves.
但是呢，他甚至比这个处境更糟糕，因为他冒犯了 Krishna， 冒犯了这些乳牛，还有 Krishna 的牧牛童朋友们。
For that reason, he knew he's going to get a reaction for that misdeed.
他知道自己会因为做错了事情而遭到报应。
So we spoke one celebrated verse that's very much, loved by Hare Krishna devotees.
所以我们在这里可以看到 Hare Krishna 的奉献者这样崇高的这样的一位奉献者在这里说的一席话。
You'll find it in Bhagavad Gita purports.
我们在圣典薄伽梵歌的要旨里面可以看到。
The verse begins, Tat te nukampam susamikshamano. The verse is explaining how you or I or all of us should respond when some misfortune is coming your way, by surprise or otherwise.
这个诗节在这里说到了，当我、你或者是其他人做了不恰当的事情，做了不正确的事情，那么我们就应该为之负起责任。
In many cases, although we're trying to live our lives in virtuous and proper ways, inevitably some misfortune comes, and you need to understand how to best respond to that misfortune.
在我们的生活当中，无论虽然我们去以正确的、端正的行为举止去生活，但不知怎的，我们生活当中会遭遇不幸。那在遭遇不幸的时候，我们应该了解到以如何正确的方式去做出反应。
There are some steps to take that are found within this verse of Lord Brahma.
在 Brahma 的祈祷当中，我们能够看到这样的正确的步骤。
Maharaj Parikshit had the identical response.
Maharaj Parikshit 他立刻认识到了自己的应该对自己的行为负起责任。
The first is to accept responsibility for our own choices, good and bad.
他的第一个反应就是，无论我们应该为自己的行为负起责任，无论好坏。
Commonly, when some misfortune comes, it's connected to some misdeed from the past, even you don't remember what that misdeed was.
通常情况下，当不幸降临或者是灾难降临的时候，那通常情况下是由于我们过往的错误的行为导致的，即便是你不知道在什么时候做出了错误的行为。
After accepting responsibility, one must accept the consequences of that misdeed.
当一个人接受起这样的责任感，负起这样的责任感的时候，他就会去接受事情的结果。
The third is, at the same time, stay fixed in your shelter of the personality of Godhead in the mood of service to his lotus feet.
第三点就是，无论怎样，他都会非常稳定的去托庇于至尊歌手神，以服务的心态去服务，去从事对至尊歌手神的奉爱服务。
From that position, you can then decide out of possible choices of how to respond. You can choose how to best respond to the circumstance.
在这样的情况，在这样的境界当中，一个人可以去做出做出一个恰当的选择，在特定的情况下去做出 一个恰当的选择和反应。
I encourage you to read that verse, Canto 10, Chapter 14, and find it in Bhagavad Gita purports because it happens in life. Misfortune comes.
所以我在这里、建议大家去阅读一下《圣典薄伽瓦坛》第十篇第十四章以及《薄伽梵歌》相应的这个师姐相应的要旨当中所讲到的，在我们当我们生活当中遇到了不幸，应该如何去面对
？Maharaj Pariksit decided, I accept this consequence that's coming. In fact, it's deserved.
Maharaj 他接受了这个事情的结果以及应该得的报应。
He then offered a very nice prayer to the personality of Godhead.
然后他向至尊歌手神供奉了一篇祷文。
He thanked Krishna for this circumstance, and I'll explain why.
他感谢 Krishna 将他置身于这样的情况当中，我来解释一下其中的原因。
He said that Krishna knows that I'm an attached householder, and I would not let go of those attachments unless I was forced to by fear.
Pariksit Maharaj 他说到了 ，Krishna 他知道我依恋家居的生活，对家居生活依恋不舍，很难去割舍对家居生活的依恋，所以他通过这种方式强行的将我置于这样的 令人害怕的一种处境当中。
There are other ways to become free from attachment to the temporary.
当然还有其他的方式能够使一个人从短暂事物的依恋当中超脱出来。
But Maharaj Pariksit was not only very powerful, but also very humble.
Maharaj Pariksit 不仅非常的孔武有力，而且是非常谦卑的。
And he accepted that Krishna had given him this opportunity to become detached from the temporary.
他也接受了 Krishna 以这种方式给予他机会，从对短暂事物的依恋当中超脱出来。
He then turned to the Brahmanas.
然后他转身对面对 Brahmana 这位婆罗门说道
，Because he was going to depart the world, he invited all the Brahmanas and celebrated kings and other personalities to be present for his departure from this world to create auspiciousness.
Maharaj Pariksit 对这些婆罗门们说道，在他。从这个世界上隐迹之前，他请求这些婆罗门们，请求其他地方的这些崇高的人物们来到他聚集在一起，为他临死之前来营造一种吉祥的氛围。
So Maharaj Pariksit by word and by heart submitted himself as a surrendered soul to these elevated brahmanas and sages.
Maharaj Pariksit 无论他在言语上还是发自内心的都完全的去臣服皈依这些崇高的这些婆罗门们。
He then addressed the Ganges, Mother Ganges, because that's where he was along the shore of the Ganges, asking the Ganges also to accept him as a surrendered soul to the lotus feet of Krishna.
他请求这些婆罗门们接受他为皈依的灵魂，他也那个时候他是在恒河岸边，他也请求呼唤恒河女神去接受他为臣服皈依的灵魂。
He then expressed, "Let this mystical snake bird or whatever it is come now, because my mind is completely absorbed in the personality of Godhead. I'm ready."
Pariksit Maharaj 他这样说 这样表达道，无论这个神秘的神鸟它在哪里，将什么时候来，我现在请让我的心意完全专注于至尊人格守神。
I just want to continually sing the praises of Lord Vishnu.
我只是想持续不断地去荣耀歌颂主 Vishnu。
And then comes this morning's verse. All of that was to lead us up to this morning's verse.
然后说完这些之后就行进到了我们今天晚上要讲述的这个诗节。
It's Canto 1, Chapter 19, Text 16.
这是圣典伯加瓦坛第一篇19章第16诗节。
He again offers his obeisances to the Brahmanas.
他再一次向全体的婆罗门们致以虔敬的顶拜。
And he makes a request of benediction from them.
他向这些婆罗门们祈求得到他们的祝福。
If I must take birth again in the material world,
如果我必须再一次投生在物质世界里的话，
then I wish for the benediction that I may beAlways attached to the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead.
那么我祈求得到这样的祝福，但愿我总是持续不断的全心全意的依恋至尊人格守神的莲花足。
This is the principle of Sharanagati, which we hear about so often in ISKCON.
这是我们经常在 ISKCON 聆听到的 Sharanagati, 臣服皈依的原则。
Some of you study in your Bhakti Shastri course Nectar of Devotion.
在座的，在有些奉献者在学习 Bhakti Shastri 经典课程，这是奉爱的甘露，奉爱的甘露里面的一个诗节的内容。
And there you learn about Sharanagati, the six limbs of surrender to the personality of Godhead.
在奉爱的甘露里面，我们会了解到 Sharanagati 臣服皈依的六项原则。
Let's go through those six limbs of surrender quickly.
我们来现在来一一的简短的简要的过一下这六项。
The first two are very direct and very simple.
第一个是非常直截了当也非常简单的。
We accept whatever is favorable for proceeding on the path of bhakti and we rejectWhatever is unfavorable for proceeding on the path of bhakti.
第一条就是接受有利于我们在 bhakti 道路上取得进步的一切，不接受拒绝不利于我们走在 bhakti 道路上，在 bhakti 道路上取得进步的一切，不利于我们取得 bhakti 的进步的一切。
Just like we know from Bhagavad Gita 1866.Ma may come Sharanam, where Krishna is teaching the same principle, surrender to me alone.
就像圣典伯 Krishna 在伯加梵歌第十八章六十六诗节里面说到的 Ma may come Sharanam, 说到只是臣服皈依我。
She struggles with Sanskrit, that's okay.So that's two out of the six principles of surrender.
这是臣服皈依的六项当中的一项，两项，两项。
The next two have everything to do with our material life. We need maintenance and we need protection. And one turns to the Lord for one's maintenance and protection. Exclusive shelter in Him.
那第二个就是完全的去托庇于至尊，获得去求得至尊者的保护。我们在生活当中，在物质生活当中，我们总是要去维系我们的生活，我们需要去求得保护。
Material,
那么我们将这种将这种保护完全的转向至尊主，求完全的 依靠至尊主的保护。
Material consciousness is fruitive work. I think I am maintaining myself and my family by my work.
物质的知觉呢是这样子的，我在维系着我的家庭，我做了，我在努力维系着我的家庭，这是物质的知觉。
And the consciousness of a surrendered soul is, I'm working for Krishna, and Krishna is very kind. He is maintaining me and my family.
而这种知觉，臣服皈依 Krishna 的这种知觉的表现就是，我完全臣服皈依 Krishna， 我完全的依靠他。
Many, many times Srila Prabhupada would quote this verse from the Upanishads. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Eko Bahunam Yo Vididati Kaman, which means the Eka, the one, is the maintainer of the many, that's us.
Srila Prabhupada 他经常的许许多多次引述了 Upanishad 里面的这个诗节，那就是一个他唯有其中一个维系了许许多多其他的，就像例如我们。
We're working, but it's not by our work alone that's maintaining us. Krishna is the maintainer of all who are maintaining others. Krishna is the source of everything.
我们并不是我们去工作，但是呢并实际上并非是我们维系着自己。Krishna 他维系着我们，维系了所有的其他的人，不仅维系了我们，维系了所有其他的生物。
Those of you that are in family life, you have spouse, husband, wife, and children, andcommonly one thinks oneself as the protector of those family members, but Krishna is the protector of the protectors. Without Krishna's protection, we cannot protect.
在座的有很多都是居士，有丈夫，有妻子，有孩子。通常情况下，我们会认为是我们在保护着家人、家庭，但 Krishna 是所有保护者的保护者。如果没有 Krishna 的保护的话，一切都无法得以维系。
So that's four of the six limbs of surrender. That means there's two more.
所以这就是这六项，臣服皈依的六项当中的四项，还有两项。
The other two are humility. Without humility, you don't surrender.
其他两项，一个就是谦卑，如果没有谦卑的品质的话，一个人是无法做到臣服皈依。
And the other is Atma Nivedana, full dedication of body, mind, and words to Krishna service.
而另外一个呢，就是 Atma Nivedana, 将自己的心意、语言还有躯体完全奉献于至尊主 Krishna.
The mature stage of that surrender to Krishna is attachment to Krishna.
臣服皈依 Krishna 的成熟的阶段是依恋 Krishna.
And that was the first benediction that Maharaj Pariksit wanted. Attachment always, in all circumstances of life, to the lotus feet of Krishna.
而这正是 Pariksit Maharaj 请求得到的第一个祝福。Krishna, 那就是全心全意的去依恋，无论是在任何生活的任何阶段、任何情况下，全心全意的依恋至尊人格首生 Krishna 的莲花祖。
Now comes the second benediction that he asked for.
现在我们来了解一下 Pariksit Maharaj 请求的第二个祝福。
He asked for the association in his next life, if there's a next life association.Of devotees of the Lord.
他请求的第二个祝福是，如果他下一辈子必须要投生在物质世界的话，请求得到 与至尊人格守神的奉献者的联谊。
Why is association of devotees of the Lord important?
为什么呢？因为获得至尊主的奉献者的联谊是至关重要的。
Association of the devotees of the Lord is important because they're carrying bhakti in their heart and they, through bhakti, remind us of Krishna.
为什么与至尊主的奉献者联谊是如此重要呢？因为至尊主的奉献者的心中承载着 bhakti。我们只有通过与 bhakti 接触，能够唤醒我们心中的 bhakti。
Your best friend is someone who reminds you of Krishna. And your being another person's best friend is to remind them of Krishna one way or another.
你们最好的朋友，那就是能够去让你想起 Krishna 的人。而我们作为其他人，应该成为其他人最好的朋友，那就是让其他人能够想起 Krishna。
A living entity seen with a holistic picture is not only the soul, but the coverings, the body and the mind, and friends help each other with bodies and minds, seeing the holistic picture of the person. But ultimately, even those other things are meant for the purpose of reminding others of Krishna.
我们看到一个人整体的去看一个人，不仅是看到他是一个灵魂，而且看到他被心意等等其他的各种覆盖物所覆盖，并且呢，我们这是看到整体的画面。在这种情况下，我们应该互相的去帮助，互相提醒对方。想起 Krishna.
That was the second benediction requested by Maharaj Parikshit to always have association of those who remind me of Krishna by Krishna Katha and other forms of reminders.
这就是 Parikshit Maharaj 所寻求的第二个祝福，那就是你总是能够获得和奉献和主的奉献者的联谊，通过 Krishna Katha 或者是其他各种形式，能够让我们想起 Krishna 的形式去与奉献者联谊。
So that sounds like a pretty good package. Attachment to the Lord, association to devotees. What's left?
所以呢，这听上去好像是一个很好的套餐。第一个就是全身心的依恋。至尊人格守神的莲花族，第二个是与至尊主的奉献者，总是能够得到与至尊主的奉献者的联谊。那第三个是什么呢？剩下的一个是什么呢？
What's left is all the other living entities who aren't yet devotees.
那剩下的是所有其他的生物体还不是 Krishna 的奉献者。
Besides human beings,There's trees and birds and animals and all varieties of species of life. And he's requesting a friendly relation with all living entities.
除了人类之外，还有飞禽走兽、花草树木等等各种各样的形式的生物体。那他祈求得到另一个祝福，那就是与众生友好的对待一切众生。
Material consciousness doesn't give consideration to that so much.
物质的知觉是不会这么考虑这一点的，是不会十分考虑这一点的。
The sign of a spiritually advanced person is Pandita Samadarshana, they see all living entities with equal vision.
那么一个精进的奉献者的征兆就是 Pandita, okay, sorry, 那就是对待一视同仁，对待生物体一视同仁，平等看待所有的生物体。
That's spiritual vision.
这就是灵性的视域。
Some souls are oriented favorably towards Krishna. Some souls, like the trees and bugs and animals, they have no disposition towards Krishna, but within, deep within the soul, that natural inclination is there.
有一些灵魂，有一些生物体，他们是有利于能够去培养接近 Krishna 的。那有一些生物体，例如那些花，花草树木，他们是没有这样的这种品质能够。
So Maharaj Parikshit was praying or seeking that benediction from the learned sages present.
Maharaj Parikshit, 他向这些满腹经纶的 Brahmana 婆罗门们祈求得到这样的祝福。
So this is an important lesson that I wanted to share this evening with all of you.
所以呢，这是非常重要的一个教导。因此今天晚上跟大家分享这一教导。
And you will find the very same list of three benedictions in Canto 10, Chapter 41, where Sudama, the florist, asks the same of Krishna.
大家可以在圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇第四十一章，那个花商向 Krishna 寻求了同样的祝福。
During this pandemic time, many devotees all over the world are more carefully reading Prabhupada's books, reading and reading groups, and discussing with one another. So these are some nice passages for you to take some very practical personal lessons to apply them in your life.
在疫情期间，全世界的奉献者们都利用这个时间去潜心的研习阅读经典，他们组成学习小组，互相的讨论学习经典。所以我刚才说到的这些讯息都是我们是非常值得去借鉴的，运用到实际的去运用到我们生活当中的。所以请大家去阅读一下这些讯息。
It's always very nice.To hear from senior devotees who are well versed in the scripture and hear some nice stories and then carry on with your life. That's also nice.
我们总是有机会去聆听这些年长的奉献者讲述经典，讲述那他们对经典比较熟悉，聆听他们去讲述这些逍遥时光故事。这当然是无疑是非常好的。
However, I'm encouraging you all to go beyond that stage of just appreciating and carrying on with life.
但是呢，除此之外，我在此激励大家能够去理解并且呢运用到我们的生活当中。
Take an interest to deeply absorb your thoughts and your heart in these messages of the Bhagavatam. Take them within your heart and live by them.
请大家呢全身心的去将这些教导铭记于心，铭记扎根于我们的内心当中，并且实际的运用到生活当中。
Consider carefully how you can apply.These three benedictions requested by Maharaj Parikshit and Sudama the florist in your life.
我们要仔细的去思考一下，我们如何深刻的将 Parikshit Maharaj 在这里请求的三个祝福，以及 Sudama 花商所请求的祝福，运用到我们的实际的生活当中。
We are practicing sadhana bhakti.
我们现在在修行 sadhana bhakti, 规范修行。
Let your sadhana bhakti mature by this method I'm describing just now.
希望我们的 sadhana bhakti 在今天所讲述的现在所分享的这样的教导 的激励下，让我们的 Sadhana Bhakti 到达成熟的阶段。
Sometime after this class, you go back and read Canto 1, Chapter 19, Text 15, and this section with Sudama, and find this prayer by Lord Brahma and meditate on it. And how do I apply it in my life?
当我们下课之后回到家里，希望大家翻开经典，去仔细的阅读一下《圣典薄伽瓦坛》第一篇19章16十节，以及《圣典薄伽瓦坛》第十篇41章苏达玛花商这段逍遥时光，还有 Brahma 的祈祷第14章 Brahma 的祈祷，去阅读，仔细的去阅读其中的内容，并且深刻的去思考如何运用到实践当中。
By doing this, bhakti will become more mature, and you will feel the presence of Krishna's shelter in your everyday life.
我们通过这样去冥想，通过这样去实践，我们会去深刻的感受到 Krishna 的这种真真切切的庇护，在我们生活当中真真切切的庇护。
We have some time for some discussion. Let's see if there's some questions from the group here.
Yeah. 我们现在还有一段时间给大家提问。看看大家有什么问题。请大家Vadehi, 请你把这些问题贴到我们的这个聊天室里好吗？Gumaraj, there is a three questions, remaining questions from last class. It's okay to ask you now?
Yes, it's a little, it takes away the flow of the mood, but if they're better to take the questions on today's topic and take those at the end, how about that?Are there any questions from today?
So far, I didn't see any question pasted into the chat box.
Okay, so then take one of the previous questions and see.
Yeah, the previous question relates to Akura, that pastime, from Jambavati.那么在大家还没有提出问题之前，我把上一节课遗留的问题来重复出来给 Maharaj 回答。顶拜 Gurudev, 请问 Gurudev, Akura 迫不及待的渴望见到 Krishna, 这种强烈的渴望在我们的灵修生活当中是非常重要的。这种强烈的渴望是不是像 Akura 到达了Prima 阶段时才会有呢? So this question from Jambavati Mataji. I offer my obeisances to Gurudev. My question is that Akura impatiently was eager to see Lord Krishna. So this very strong desire or eagerness in our spiritual practice. Life is very important. So this kind of strong eagerness, is that when Akura attain prema, the level of prema, so he can have such a strong eagerness?
He can have such a strong what? Eagerness?
Yeah, eagerness.
I'm not sure.
When
is the question?
His question is like that. So my question is that, only Akura attain prema, so he can have such a strong eagerness.
Eagerness is something that Jambavati should have also.And she's not at prema stage yet.
像 Jambavati, 你也有这种渴望，但现在你还没有到达 prema 的阶段。
like a seed that sprouts and grows and grows and eventually becomes a mature plant or tree, eagerness is something that as we develop spiritually will also grow and grow and eventually become mature like occurs eagerness.
那这种渴望呢，就像是种子，它开，它这个破土发芽，然后不断不断的长大，最终长到成熟的阶段，长成了参天大树，茂密的树。我们的这种在灵修当中的这种渴望，就像这个小芽长成参天大树一样，在不断的不断的成长，一直到成熟的阶段，那就像是阿库拉的这种强烈的渴望。
At the stage of prema, eagerness becomes very strong.
在 prema 阶段, 渴望变得十分十分的强烈。
Now our eagerness is not of the same standard, but we should cultivate it.
现在我们的渴望还没有到达这样的标准，但是呢，我们应该去培养那种渴望。
I hope that answers your question.
我希望能回答了你的问题。Guraj, there's a question in the chat box. Harivansa, does 我能知道是哪三个祝福吗? This question from Harivansa does. His question that can know what the three benedictions? What are the three benedictions?
Attachment to Krishna, association of devotees, friendly relation with all living entities.
这三个祝福是依恋至尊主，依恋至尊主的奉献者的联谊，还有一个就是 善待，友好的对待众生。Adi，还有其他的问题吗？ Yeah, Gumaj. There two more remain questions.
Go ahead.
Yes. 苗月伟月苗顶拜咕噜和翻译，请问敬爱的咕噜，在奉爱的道路上有快乐也有痛苦，突然看到很多奉献者不幸的遭遇，突然发现前面的路很恐惧，不知道该如何是好，迷茫困惑了。So this question from 伟月苗, I offer my obeisances to you. Dear Guru, so on the path of devotion, sometimes we experience happiness and suffering. So when I notice that many devotees confront misfortune, and suddenly I find that the way ahead is fearful. I don't know what to do. I feel very confused. This is the expression, like an expression or question like that. The question is that I don't know.
I heard the question. You don't need to say it again.
Yeah.
The answer to her question is found very early in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2.
对你的这个问题的回答，在《博迦梵歌》一开始的诗节和要旨里面就找到，就有答案了。There,
we're in the world of duality, and sometimes there's this extreme, and sometimes there's that extreme. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. Sometimes there's pleasure, sometimes there's pain. Sometimes it's wet, sometimes it's dry. We're in a world of duality. It's just the nature of the place.
我们生活在一个充满二元性的世界里，有的时候冷，有的时候热，有的时候干燥，有的时候潮湿。那有的时候高兴，有的时候快乐，有的时候是这样的一种极端的情况，有的时候又跑到了另一个极端的情况。我们置身于充满二元性的世界。
There are two recommendations in that fundamental verse of Bhagavad Gita.
这里就是有两个基础，那就是《薄伽梵歌》里面的非常基础的几个诗节。
The first is to withdraw your identification with the world of duality, but instead you just tolerate it.
那第一个呢，就是从这个物质世界，充满二元性的这个物质世界当中抽离出来，完全专注于这个自我。
You make practical choices. When it's cold, you get a jacket and warm clothing. And when it's wet, you may carry an umbrella. And we make practical arrangements given what the world of duality is doing at the present moment.
那么当寒冷的时候，你会多加些一些外套来保暖。那么当天气潮湿或者是有雨水降临的时候，你会备伞，备上雨伞。所以根据情况的不同，根据这个物质世界的二元性的不同的情况来做出相应的选择。
But don't invest so much importance in the configuration of duality today and tomorrow and yesterday. The main attention should go to the eternal self within and the happiness connected with a relationship with Krishna. That's what you should do.
我们不要过多的去太在意了，昨天、今天、明天会是怎样，未来的情况会是怎样。我们应该将注意力专注到我们内在自我的快乐与至尊连接的这种自我的快乐。
Real happiness and contentment is within, not outside.
我们真正的快乐和真正的满足存在于我们的内心，而不存在于在外，而不是向外求来的。
Invest in that eternal relationship with Krishna, and you tolerate the duality thing that's going on around you, making some practical arrangements as much as it's reasonable.
所以我们要更多的去专注于与至尊人格守神永恒的关系当中，而去容忍这个外在的充满二元性的世界。
Next.
然后做出相应的选择和反应。The next. 顶拜孤乳和所有奉献者，请问向帕布帕德和灵性导师敬献的祷文有固定的模式吗？有什么具体的要求吗？ This question from Hari Vallabhi. I offer my obeisance to Guru and all the devotees. My question that when we offer obeisances to the spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, we recite pranama. So, is there any fixed format of those prayer? Or is there any specific requirement for those prayer?
There's the mood is what's most important.
心态是最为重要的。
The mood includes fixing your mind upon the person who you're offering these prayers to.
我们内心的心态要一直专注在你在向谁正在顶拜来念诵这个顶拜的祷文。
The first word in those prayers is Namaha, which means without false ego.
这个顶拜祷文的第一个是 Namaha. Namaha 的意思是没有假自我。
So it's good to meditate on the meaning and the mood of those prayers and the person unto whom you're offering them.
我们最好是去冥想这个祷文的含义，还有心态，敬献祷文的心态，以及你所敬献的祷文的对象。
So, her question was about procedure, and my answer is the procedure is not important, but the internal orientation of the heart is important.
那么你在这里问的是这个程序是怎样的？但我回答你的是，更重要的是，当我们去敬献这样的顶拜祷文的时候，心态是至关重要的。
That's it.
Yeah. Vadehi, 请问奉献者提出其他问题没有啊？Oh yeah, Guru Maharaj here. From Hari Vamsadas, 最后一个祝福，友好的对待众生，那具体是怎样友好的对待亲朋好友呢？怎么把握与他们亲身联谊、与电话联谊的度呢？ So this question from Hari Vamsapabu. This question relates to three benedictions, the last one.Especially the last one. The last one is that to be friendly to all living entities. So, how to, specifically to be friendly to the friends and the relatives? How to, handle the degree of their personal association orcontact with them by phone like that.
So much depends upon their mode of nature, their inclination towards Krishna or not, the kind of affection and expectation they have of you and towards you.So, how to handle depends upon all these variables.
那怎么样去把握他们与他们的亲身联谊或电话联谊？这个很大程度上是取决于他们处在一种什么样的属性当中。他们对 Krishna 的这种就是喜爱或者是他们的倾向的度是多少？我们不是去满足他们对我们他们对我们的期望啊，而是取决于他们的这种情况，自身的情况来去把握这个度。
Naturally, family members are concerned about your welfare.
我们的亲朋好友，自然而然，他是我们的祝愿者。生活当中的祝愿者。
Naturally, family members will be examining your character and your speech and your behavior. Naturally, they'll be doing that.
自然而然的家里人他们会去检验你的行为举止、你的品格等等。
If you can genuinely demonstrate good character, proper speech, respect,then that will really help family members to feel comfortable about your Krishna Bhakti. That, oh, he's become such a good person, of good character, he's becoming refined, very good.
如果我们在日常生活当中行为举止非常的端正，言语也非常的恰当，很礼貌，那么他们自然而然就会对你 Krishna 知觉的修行就会就是有利哈，他们就会看到啊，你的品格这么好，你变得越来越优秀，有这么多的好的品格，行为举止也很端正。
If that
就会帮助他们，都会帮助他们对 Krishna 知觉有好感。
If that becomes a family dynamic, then their appreciation for Krishna will also grow.
如果在家里有这样的一种氛围的话，那么他在家里也会有这样的营造出这样对 Krishna 知觉有利的氛围。
That's not always what happens. Someone has to be measured according to, in your exchanges with them, according to their disposition and so forth.
像这种情况呢，不是经常可见的。但所以呢，这就是看情况不同啊，对方的这个品格属性啊，处在一种什么样的属性，根据他们的情况来掌握这个度。
One standard advice is, don't try to explain too many things. Better to show good character than high philosophy to family members.
那么一个普遍的一个现象就说明了，我们对自己的家人，我们最好不要跟他们去说教，去跟他们解释我们的 Krishna 知觉的哲学，最好是通过你的恰当的行为举止啊，最好是有恰当的行为举止，这比说跟家人说教要好得多。
Any more questions?
Yes, here is one more. 奉爱顶拜孤乳，为 Krishna 种菜虫子很多怎么办？This question from the name Devotion. I offer my obeisance to Guru. So, in order to plant the vegetables for Krishna, I want to plant the vegetable for Krishna, but there are many insects, so what to do?
Depends on what the which insects.
那看这是什么样的虫了，什么样的虫子了。
I mean, one thing that can be done is you make a greenhouse that then prevents, the insects out there in the world from coming inside your greenhouse. You create an atmosphere that's conducive for growth of your vegetables without inviting the insects to come and disturb everything.
那你最好呢是建一个暖房，一个温室，来把这些菜种在这些温室里，这样呢就能够阻止外面的虫子飞到温室里，更有利于这些菜的生长。
They'll find some other food if you have a nice greenhouse and they can't get inside.
所以呢，你要去找这样呢，就是你如果建了一个温室，在温室里去种上那些好的这些蔬菜，这样能够帮助你去阻止这些虫子飞到温室里。
And you can consult with others who are regularly doing gardening and ask them what they do, what's the effective practices that they are using. That's a good standard to always look to when you're doing some particular service. Who are others that are doing it successfully for some time? What can I learn from them?
我们无论做任何一项服务的时候，我们通常 应该去寻求咨询那些在这方面在同样的服务方面取得成功的那些奉献者，向他们咨询，或者是在同样的领域当中取得成功，例如种菜他种得很好，你可以像这样的农民去向他们请教怎么样防止虫子来吃掉这些菜。
Okay, are we done?
Yeah, please. Vadehi, 请问还有问题吗？如果没有了 Gurmaharaj, yeah, please, wait a moment. Oh, no more question, Gurmaharaj.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
非常感谢大家 Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai. Thank you very much, Gurmaharaj. Thank you for your wonderful lecture and